Not available in California or from all agents. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, addressing the social impacts of emerging technologies and how to be human in a technologically complex age. More information at i2s-research.ku.edu.
30% chance of showers and storms this evening. Very humid tonight with a low in the upper 60s. It is 93 degrees in Lawrence. It's 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, online always at kansaspublicradio.org. We have many frequencies all around the state, or you can listen through our app as well. We have one for iOS and one for Android. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, we will listen in on a roundtable of women voters from Georgia as Mary Louise Kelly continues her reporting from her home state. And then a group called Community Village Lawrence gets together once a month at Johnny's Tavern in North Lawrence to drink coffee and discuss ways to help their neighbors with small chores.
And I help take people to doctor's appointments and hair appointments.
And we've had as little as changing a light bulb, dusting a fan that's too high.
For years, Community Village Lawrence has helped older citizens stay in their homes longer. Coming up on KPR, more about the group in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Join us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations for another installment of the BBC Proms. This week, the Orchestre de Paris. Paris Orchestra visiting the BBC Proms for a program of Parisian classics. Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, Stravinsky's Petrushka, the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. Hear another concert from the BBC Proms tomorrow night at 7 on your KPR One stations. It's 93 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes
by the kids as they vie for victory.
Mariachi is more than just music. It is home to these kids. It is their safe space.
Going Varsity in Mariachi on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
News headlines are coming up next. 30% chance of showers and storms this evening. Partly cloudy after midnight. Going to be humid tonight. Very sticky. Lows in the upper 60s. It's 93 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Election officials in Kansas say advance mail-in ballot applications with an incorrect address have gone out to 43,000 Johnson County voters. The applications came from the Center for Voter Information, a nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. Unsolicited mailers containing the wrong return address for the county election office landed on voters' doorsteps. Fred Sherman, the appointed election commissioner for Johnson County, said ballot applicants have options for correcting that mistake.
To us with the correct address. They can also scan it and email it to us, or they can fax it, and they can even take a picture of it with a cell phone and text it in to us.
Sherman says voters can check their registration status at votekansas.gov. Kansas residents who provide care to loved ones with dementia can now receive some help from the state. A new grant program offers $1,000 annually to unpaid caregivers of someone who has dementia. The Alzheimer's Association estimates 89,000 residents are caring for people with dementia. They provide more than $1.9 billion worth of unpaid work. Jamie Gideon of the Alzheimer's Association says the funding can be used to alleviate that workload. She says many caregivers neglect their own health to provide for their loved one.
We have cases where their mental and physical health seems to deteriorate. And in most cases, actually, the caregiver will pass away before the person they're taking care of.
The funding is dedicated for Kansas residents who are 18 or older and live with the person they're caring for. Caregivers can apply for the grants with their local agency on aging. The city of Wichita says nearly 77,000 police case records were accessed during a cyber attack earlier this year. The records were exposed due to a vulnerability in a third-party software that the department uses. The attack was isolated to the police department and did not include other parts of the city government. The city says as a result of the cyber attack, it's investing in increased security measures to avoid future problems. The city says it will have to pay a $250,000 insurance deductible for costs associated with that attack. This is KPR. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from the...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. A group called Community Village Lawrence is in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. This local volunteer-based nonprofit is dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging care for adults. Many of the volunteers get together for coffee each month in North Lawrence. KPR's Jay Schaefer tagged along to learn more.
We're here at Johnny's Tavern.
Used service, and we'd really like to encourage people to hop on that.
We've been listening to Ellen Paulson speaking with KPR's Jay Schaefer. We also heard from Linda Dean, Chris Holmer, and Wendy Smith, all volunteers with Community Village Lawrence. Group is having another get-together this weekend. Art and Beer in the Park will be held on Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Centennial Park. The public is invited. You can learn more about the group in this month's KPR Community Spotlight at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, and lots of other frequencies all around the state. Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines are coming your way at 4:01. Then we'll learn more about the state of the presidential race in rural Georgia. We will find out about the plight of Sudanese refugees in Chad. We'll find out what helps homes survive wildfires all in the next half hour here on KPR. 30% chance of showers and storms this evening. Very humid. Lows tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and humid with a high in the lower 90s. It's 93 degrees in Lawrence and 93 in Topeka at 10 minutes before 4.
Considered from NPR News, I'm Arish.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition comes your way. Your host will be Tom Parkinson locally. Otherwise, it'll be Layla Fottle and Steve Inskeep getting you caught up on all the news from overnight and more. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Robert Wood Johnson Foundation at rwjf.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
94 degrees in Lawrence, 99 in Chanute. It is 4:06.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We have lots of frequencies. Lawrence, Manhattan, Junction City, Emporia, Chanute. You will see a full listing plus all of those frequency designations at kansaspublicradio.org, where we're also streaming 24 hours a day. You can also hear us through our app, where you can get audio on demand and a whole lot more.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. Then the national hospital company Steward Healthcare is in bankruptcy. They filed up billions of dollars in debt. Learn about a lawsuit that has been filed against Miley Cyrus by one of those big venture capital organizations that bought a bunch of rights to music. That was a very big deal a couple of years ago. We'll talk about it. Also, we will visit a town in Ohio. Well, it's not really a town, it's a city. It's a big city. It's Dayton, Ohio. Immigration has been strongly encouraged in Dayton, and we are going to talk about that coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Prairie Moon Waldorf School in Lawrence, Kansas, offering whole child education for preschool through middle school students and working to develop confident, responsible, free-thinking individuals. More information at prairiemoon.org.
30% chance of showers and storms this evening. Humid, lows in the upper 60s. Sunshine tomorrow, still humid. Highs in the lower 90s. 30% chance of rain late tomorrow night. Lows around 70. 94 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Topeka, 97 in Manhattan. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR. This is NPR News.
A new Netflix documentary follows the world of competitive high school mariachi bands. We'll hear about the struggles and lessons faced by the kids as they vie for victory.
Mariachi is more than just music. It is home to these kids. It is their safe space.
Going varsity in mariachi tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back.
Up next, we have news headlines. 30% chance of showers and storms this evening. Partly cloudy after midnight. Humid tonight. Sticky evening. Lows in the upper 60s. Still humid tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s. The time is 4:30.
Worked on by Delta technicians. The FAA investigates any cabin pressurization issues. The incident is not necessarily related to Boeing's other safety woes. Alana Wise, NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Election officials in Kansas say advance mail-in ballot applications with an incorrect address have gone out to 43,000 Johnson County voters. The applications came from the Center for Voter Information, a nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. Unsolicited mailers containing the wrong return address for the county election office landed on voters' doorsteps. Fred Sherman, the appointed election commissioner for Johnson County, said ballot applicants have options for correcting the mistake.
They can mail it to us with the correct address. They can also scan it and email it to us, or they can fax it, and they can even take a picture of it with a cell phone and text it in to us.
Sherman says voters can check their registration status at votekansas.gov. The city of Wichita says nearly 77,000 police case records were accessed during a cyber attack earlier this year. The records were exposed due to a vulnerability in a third-party software that the department uses. The attack was isolated to the police department and did not include other parts of the city government. The city says as a result of the cyber attack, it's investing in increased security measures to avoid future problems. The city says it will have to pay a $200 $150,000 insurance deductible for costs associated with the attack. Water levels in the Mississippi River are so low, they're now affecting grain transportation in the Midwest. The Ohio River Basin, the Upper Mississippi, and the Missouri have all been especially dry. That's according to Anna Wolverton, a meteorologist for the Army Corps of Engineers.
Since August 1st, this is the driest they've been since 1976. So going on 50 years, these areas haven't seen this kind of dryness.
Low river levels mean barges can't transport as much grain and causes delays. That drives up shipping prices. This is the third consecutive year that river levels have been low. There's a 30% chance of rain tonight, partly cloudy after midnight, humid, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and humid with a high in the lower 90s. 30% chance of rain late tomorrow night with a low around 70. A 50% chance of showers and storms on Saturday. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Lots of other frequencies, too, and we're always streaming both KPR1 and KPR2 at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, September 25th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. In our next half hour, we will have an update of news headlines. Then, people in Lebanon are struggling to process the wave of explosions that struck in Beirut and elsewhere this week.
It's surreal. You're talking about a couple of thousand people, and it was all in the click of a button, and then the next day it happens again.
More on the impact of the nearly synchronized attacks coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, celebrating 25 years of serving the KPR listening area. Class scheduled and more information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
It's 94 degrees in Lawrence, 97 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 5.
This is All Things Considered.
Next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 94 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Topeka, 97 in Manhattan. It's 5 o'clock.
More information is at waltzenfamilyfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
It's 94 degrees in Lawrence, 99 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News. We are always broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, since 1982 installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
This year, KPR has launched a new feature called the Community Spotlight, and this month that spotlight is shining on Community Village Lawrence. Jay Schaefer went to find out what it is they do. Sort of sat in on an informal meeting. We will learn more about Community Village Lawrence before we get to 6 o'clock. We'll get an update of news headlines, and we'll hear the opinions of some women from the state of Georgia who participated in a roundtable with Mary Louise Kelly, talking about Kamala Harris's historic candidacy for president and more. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live, followed by Evening Classical with Destiny. Tango Thursday, of course, so we'll have some tango. And Mendelssohn's Octet, kind of like a tango for string players. That is coming up beginning at 8 o'clock tonight on KPR1. It's 520.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
A new Netflix documentary follows the world of competitive high school mariachi bands. We'll hear about the struggles and lessons faced by the kids as they vie for victory.
Mariachi is more than just music. It is home to these kids. It is their safe space.
Going Varsity in Mariachi on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition. Tomorrow, your hosts are Layla Fottle, Steve Inskeep, and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
Stay with us. News headlines are next. It's 99 degrees in Manhattan, 99 in Chanute, 98 in Emporia. It's 5:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Election officials in Kansas say advance mail-in ballot applications with an incorrect address have gone out to 43,000 Johnson County voters. The applications came from the Center for Voter Information. That is a nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. Unsolicited mailers containing the wrong return address for the county election office landed on voters' doorsteps. Fred Sherman, the appointed election commissioner for Johnson County, said ballot applicants have some options for correcting the mistake.
They can mail it to us with the correct address. They can also scan it and email it to us, or they can fax it, and they can even take a picture of it with a cell phone and text it in to us.
Sherman says voters can check their registration status at votekansas.gov. Kansas residents who provide care to loved ones with dementia can now receive help from the state. A new grant program offers $1,000 annually to unpaid caregivers of someone with dementia. The Alzheimer's Association estimates 89,000 residents are caring for people with dementia, and they provide more than $1.9 billion worth of unpaid work. Jamie Gideon of the Alzheimer's Association says the funding can be used to alleviate that workload. She says many caregivers neglect their own health to provide for their loved one.
We have cases where their mental and physical health seems to deteriorate. And in most cases, actually, the caregiver will pass away before the person they're taking care of.
The funding is dedicated for Kansas residents who are 18 or older and live with the person they are caring for. Caregivers can apply for the grants with their local agency on aging. The city of Wichita says nearly 77,000 police case records were accessed during a cyber attack earlier this year. The records were exposed due to a vulnerability in a third-party software used by the department. The attack was isolated to the police department and did not include other parts of the city government. The city says as a result of the cyber attack, it's investing in increased security measures to avoid future problems. The city says it will have to pay a $250,000 insurance deductible for costs associated with that attack. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from this.
You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch until midnight for Allen, Anderson, Greenwood, Lynn, Miami, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties in Kansas. That includes Chanute, Garnett, Paola, and Eureka. Also, we have a special weather statement for Coffee and Anderson counties. A strong thunderstorm moving through those counties through about 6:15 this evening, about 4 miles east of Leroy, moving to the east at 30 miles per hour, reporting wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour and pea-sized hail. So people in Colony, Westphalia, Kincaid, Lone Elm, and Leroy need to be aware. A strong thunderstorm moving through your area. We'll let you know if that gets upgraded to something severe. A group called Community Village Lawrence is in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. This local volunteer-based nonprofit is dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging care for adults. Many of the volunteers get together for coffee each month in North Lawrence, and KPR's Jay Schaefer dropped in on them to learn a bit more about what they do.
We're here at Johnny's Tavern.
Hi. Anything that would be a barrier, and it's often the little things like that that will be the difference between someone staying home and going somewhere else, and we just want to meet that need.
Mainly we focus on keeping people in their homes, but one of the things we do that you don't have to be an active member, if you would just like somebody to call you or text you every morning, we link people up to do that, and that's an underused service, and we'd really like to encourage people to hop on that.
That was Ellen Paulson speaking with KPR's Jay Schaefer. We also heard from Linda Dean, Chris Homer, and Wendy Smith, all volunteers with Community Village Lawrence. The group is having another get-together this weekend. Art and Beer in the Park will be held on Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Centennial Park. The public is invited. Learn more about the group in this month's KPR Community Spotlight at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Stay tuned. News headlines coming up just minutes from now.
Support for KPR comes from Au Marché, the European market, celebrating 26 years on Mass Street with chocolate samples. Meet Ethan from Christopher Elbow Chocolate September 21st. More at Au Marché. That's AUMARCHE.com.
30% chance of rain this evening for most of the KPR listening area. It's 10 minutes before 6.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I wanted to give you an update on the weather situation. We now have a special weather statement for portions of Wilson, Neosho, Woodson, and Allen counties through 7 o'clock tonight. Strong thunderstorm about 9 miles west of Buffalo, 9 miles north of Fredonia, moving to the east at 45 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail reported with this storm. So people in Chanute, Fredonia, Humboldt, Altoona, Buffalo, Savannburg, Ellsmore, Benedict, Stark, New Albany, the Chanute Airport, Coyville, Petrolia, Cross Timbers State Park, and Toronto Lake. Consider seeking shelter inside a building. Not quite at severe threshold yet, but certainly a storm to watch.
A new Netflix documentary follows teens participating in high-level mariachi competitions. The filmmakers of Going Varsity in Mariachi join us on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 94 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and it's 6 o'clock.